program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers. Welcome, everybody, to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, and we're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And this week, our guest is Patty Barnes from the Miracle League of Westchester. Welcome, Patty.
Thank you.
It is great to have you here. And Patty, tell us, what is the Miracle League?
Miracle League of Westchester is a baseball league for children ages 5 through 21. It's for children with all disabilities. We play at Ridge Road Park in Hartsdale. Our first season was September of 06. Right now, we are getting ready for our spring season, which will start Sunday, May 6th.
Okay, so that's a lot to chew on. So we've got kids 5 to 21. Any kid?
Any kid with a disability.
All right, define a disability.
This is in my opinion, but we're not talking about a child that gets speech for lisp. We're talking about children with cerebral palsy, children with autism, muscular dystrophy, any mental retardation. We have children in wheelchairs. We have children on scooters. We have a service dog. So we kind of cover the gamut in that respect of disabilities.
So do you turn kids away who don't have a disability?
No, children who don't have a disability can be a buddy. We have helpers who help our children with disability either push their wheelchair or help them run around the bases. And those children are ages 10 to, right now they're about 18. And this also qualifies them for any community service they have to do for school or church or synagogue.
So how does somebody sign up to be a buddy?
You can go to our website, www.mlwny, Miracle League, Westchester, New York, .org. Please make sure you do org.
As opposed to com?
Yes.
So if you go to the website, there's a place to click on for volunteers?
We have a place to click on registration form to be downloaded or a buddy form to be downloaded. And after they download the forms, there's a spot for them to fax the form to me, my fax machine, 305-4014.
Okay, so it's possible that if a kid doesn't have a disability, they wouldn't be able to play, but they can still help out.
We have volunteers, as I said, who have to do community service. We have sisters, we have brothers, we have cousins. Most of the time, mom and dad might help time one or time two, but they want to go sit in the stand and enjoy watching their child play baseball.
Now, we're speaking with Patty Barnes of the Miracle League of Westchester. And Patty, what about the other end of the spectrum? If a child has too many disabilities, is that possible that he would be denied?
My opinion of too many disabilities would be hooked up by IV in the hospital. Other than that, I don't think there's anything we can't handle. We are creative. We will try anything. We know how to be flexible because a lot of us have children with disabilities. And as you know, you have to be flexible.
Okay, so basically, if you can get your kid there, you'll take him.
Absolutely.
All right, so 5 to 21. Do the 5-year-olds play with the 21-year-olds? Or are there different teams?
They're different teams. We have set up teams to play Saturdays and Sundays to fit everybody's schedule, be an older sibling, have Saturday football games, church obligations. We do have a mix of children. We try to coordinate by age, not so much ages, by size, just to make it a lot easier. And it's a mix, and at first we weren't so sure that those that could run speedy would want to even play with those in the wheelchairs that were slower, but everybody has a good time. Nobody strikes out. So it's a ball in more ways than one.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Okay, so this sounds great. It seems like an idea whose time was long overdue. You said this has been around for a year, year and a half?
Steve Madej, who's our executive director, saw a Miracle League down in Connors, Georgia. They were one of the founding. Right now, there's about 145 Miracle League fields in the whole United States. We're the only one in New York State. Approximately a little over a year ago, Steve went to the county, Marty Rogowski, Senator Spano, and County Executive Spano, presented his plan. And as CE Spano said at opening day, this was the quickest thing the county has ever done. And inside of 9 months, we had the money and the field in place with opening day.
Now, the field is located in Hartsdale?
Ridge Road Park in Hartsdale. It's made of rubberized tires, so all the wheelchairs have no nooks and crannies to navigate. It's totally fenced in, so we don't lose any players.
Well, that's an important consideration.
Some of those parents are nodding their head going, yes, that's my child. He's a runner. Thank you. And it's a beautiful field. You really have to go see it.
And it's painted green for the grass and the dirt.
Yeah, tan dirt, white bases, green field. If you go to the website, you'll see a picture from start to finish of the field. Our dugouts are covered, not so much for inclement weather, but again, our children have special needs, and heat is an issue for us, so it's a covered dugout.
And who makes sure the kids stay in the dugout when it's not their turn to bat?
We have coaches, we have a team mom, and of course they have their own buddy.
So the volunteer.
The volunteer buddy.
Now, this field, it was paid for by the county?
County gave legacy money, about $500,000. County donated the space, which is unique, and donated all the money. A lot of the Miracle Leagues have to go out and raise their own money, and they have to find a field that's willing either to donate the field or be purchased at a low cost, and we were quite lucky.
So what was the space before it was a Miracle Field?
It was a field.
Just an open field.
Build it and we came.
And how did they decide that this was going to be the spot?
That was the county's decision, County Parks.
So they still own the land?
Yes.
And is there some agreement where it's going to be continued for a period of time, or each year they decide whether or not they're going to continue?
No, this has been designated as a field for children with disabilities and a Miracle League field.
So it's always going to be one?
Always going to be one.
Even when you and I aren't here?
Even when we're not here, hopefully.
Okay,
so
the kids get to the park, and then there's someone in charge who organizes the game?
Children are divided up into teams. They know what team they're playing for. They have the same color T-shirts and hats. They have a coach, and they're in their dugout, and their buddy will assign them. We basically number the kid 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 as you're sitting, and that's how they bat. And they go up and they bat. Nobody strikes out. And if you hit the ball and you want to run to second base and skip first, so be it. We don't care.
And so the kids get uniforms?
T-shirts and caps.
And okay, so they're allowed to be kids.
They're allowed to be kids. They're allowed to play ball and scream and clap and be happy. And mom can sit in the dugout and shed her first tear. It's great.
And how long is the game, approximately?
Everybody gets a turn to bat twice unless it's really long. and the game's about 90 minutes.
And what are the other kids doing while someone's up at the plate?
Cheering, sitting, watching, and then we have the fielders with their buddies.
Okay, this sounds like a really great event. How often are the games?
We have two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday. They're 10:30 and 12:30. And there are approximately right now about 15 children on a team, and we have 10 teams as of last night.
So 15 kids on a team, and there'll be two teams at each field?
There's two teams play at 10:30, two at 12:30.
Right. So you would have each kid, it would bat twice?
Yes.
Would you go around? Or
You get your team bats first, the other team comes in. And then they just rotate. But we do bat 9, 15 people sometimes.
Okay, so it could take an hour and a half, two mm-hmm. hours to get a full game in?
Full two innings.
Full two innings. Yeah, well, a full game.
Full game for us.
And then they come back again the following week?
Come back the following week.
And how long is the season for?
Our season right now will run for 6 weeks, May until the end of June. We're taking off for Mother's Day and Memorial Day weekend, and other than that, we'll play all of May and June.
And opening day, I think you said, was May 6th?
May 6th is opening day, and May 5th is pick up your uniform, meet your coach day. You can also register that day either to be a player or buddy on May 5th.
And you said we have an interesting or unique situation where the county funded the field,
right,
including the painting of it. And what about ongoing costs? Is there a fee to the kids and their families?
This is completely free for all children to play and all buddies to volunteer. Of course, we're always looking for donations, be it equipment or prizes. We have mini raffles. Your agency is donating for our opening day.
So there are some costs, and so you do need to do some fundraising.
We do need fundraising, yes.
I'm Bernie Crooks, and we're speaking with Patty Barnes from the Miracle League of Westchester. And we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks, with offices right here in White Plains. And our guest this week is Patty Barnes from the Miracle League of Westchester. And Patty, just before the break, we were speaking about some of the costs involved in running such a great organization. How do you raise money?
Well, we have sponsors for each team. It costs money, again, for the T-shirts and their caps, and it's $600 to sponsor a team, and that would be for our Spring League and our Fall League. We also are going to have a golf tournament June 18th at Heritage Hills, and we're going to have a black tie gala on November 3rd. With the silent auction.
And the sponsors are of the teams, they're local businesses in the community?
Some are local businesses. Some are big businesses, corporations that are here in Westchester that have made a donation. But we do have local restaurants or car dealerships.
So do you have staff people who solicit these sponsors?
There's no paid staff. We're all volunteers.
So all money goes to the cause.
All money goes to the cause. We're a nonprofit, and we pound the pavement and ask anybody. And no donation is too small. As I said, I do mini raffles. If you got Yankee tickets, you're not going to donate them. Anything and everything we can raise money, and that it all goes for the kids.
So you have board meetings?
We have board meetings. In February, we started meeting twice a week. Twice a month. We meet every second and fourth Wednesday.
And you're on the board.
And I'm on the board. I've been on the board. And we have 12 people on the board, and we run the gamut of special ed teachers and administrators. We have a young man who's physically disabled, so his perspective, of course, is good because he's looking at it from his wheelchair. And we have businessmen and two people from the Office of the Disabled.
And the board decides the policy of the organization?
There's not too much policy to decide because we follow the basic Miracle League rules. Some of the things we have to change because it meets our criteria or it helps the families not having a rotating schedule or being able to play only on a certain day.
And how was the board chosen?
Steve Madej is the executive director, and he chose the board.
And have you gotten to the point where there'd be like new people coming on?
We discussed that last night. We'd very much like to have a board with parents, have their input, and have them start to help us take over in some of the organization.
Yeah, because on the board of other organizations like Westchester ARC and others, there is a heavy parent component, and I do think it's helpful, as you mentioned, to get the perspective of the children with the special needs and to get the perspective of the parents. I think would be helpful.
Absolutely.
So you have these basically three major events where you raise money. The money that comes in, it's all allocated towards the setting up of the games and purchasing the equipment and the uniforms. Are there any other expenses?
We last year provided all the drinks for the kids, which is a whole bunch of bottled water. And other than that, the uniforms, the T-shirts, and all the buddy uniforms. Everybody got a trophy last year. All the players got their trophy, and all the buddies got a certificate that they participated, in addition to a personal letter for their high school file or to meet their requirements for bat mitzvah or confirmation.
If somebody wants to give money without going to one of the events, can they go on the website?
You can go on the website. Steve Madej's address is on the website. It's Secor Road. I don't know it offhand. I'm sorry. 153 Secor Road, New Rochelle, New York, 10804 is Steve Madej's address, and that's where you would send the check made out to Miracle League of Westchester.
And I presume it's not-for-profit.
We're not-for-profit.
Which is tax-deductible.
501c, yes, tax-deductible.
So, okay, we've now talked about, you know, what happens on a weekly basis. We've talked about how you guys raise money. Let's talk about how did you get involved in this?
I'm a parent of two children with disabilities. I'm a former special ed teacher, and I happen to love baseball. So when Steve called me and said, hey, I have this really great idea, and I'd like you to jump on board, it was a no-brainer for me. I thought it was a great idea, and it's something that Westchester really needs. We have a lot of children with disabilities in Westchester County, and they need activities.
How did you meet Steve?
I met Steve when he was at United Cerebral Palsy of Westchester, and my son goes to United Cerebral of Westchester.
And his sole vision for this came from going to another state and seeing the game?
Steve has been in the special ed business for over 30 years. And he has always seen the children and loved the children, but just felt something was lacking. And when he went down to Georgia, he saw this and said, you know what? This is what we need. We need something for all our children to do that's typical of every other family.
Well, baseball is the American sport, right?
Yes.
let me ask you something. Does Steve have any other connection to this? It seems like he's got a passion for this.
He has a passion for this. He's an umpire in a wooden bat league, and this is his love. He just thinks everybody should be able to play baseball. He'd love to extend the facilities, and if people go to Ridge Road Park, would like to have a playground that's also handicap wheelchair accessible.
You mean right on site?
Right on site.
Yeah,
one-stop shopping.
That sounds doable. So this is the only one of its kind, the only program of its kind in New York State.
Correct.
It seems to me other counties ought to take notice.
Steve has been contacted. Batavia, New York, and Orange County have also been in touch with Steve. And I know that Westchester County is looking at property in the Sound Shore area and up towards Yorktown.
So to do one in southern Westchester and then also in northern Westchester? Mm-hmm. So it's really that successful?
We think so.
I'm Bernie Crooks, and I'm speaking with Patty Barnes, who's on the board of directors of the Miracle League of Westchester, and it's quite an interesting concept. Having the kids play baseball, getting to enjoy the outdoors. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Patty right after this short break.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family. And unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Littman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks from Littman Crooks right here in White Plains. And this week's guest is Patty Barnes from the Miracle League of Westchester. And just before the break, we were talking about the interesting concept of how Westchester right now is the only county, and there's 62 counties in New York State, that has such a program. Of course, other counties are now starting to look at it, and Westchester is even looking to expand our own program. What are we doing here to get the word out?
We'll do whatever we can to get the word out. We have contacted the special ed offices at the school districts. We have contacted some of the private special ed schools. We have contacted Southeast Consortium and Northeast. We've done everything we possibly can to get people to realize that there is an opportunity for their child to play baseball.
And is there a limit to the number of kids you can take?
We will add more teams if we have to. We have no limit. We want everybody to enjoy the opportunity. And it's not a commitment, Bernie. We're not there to say, you have to come and we have to finish in first place. We don't put any pressure on anybody. If you want to come 1 week and then the next week you have a wedding, so be it. Then you come the following week.
Yeah, it seems to me that the two biggest obstacles that people have in terms of joining these types of groups is, one, they're concerned that they're just overloaded driving to soccer, driving to baseball, driving to basketball, and they feel like if they join, well, then they're committed to going every week. So it's actually great to hear that if you can make it 1 week, fine. If not, then you come the next week, and I'm glad to hear that. And I think the second concern or apprehension I hear from parents about getting involved in things is they're worried that the kid's not going to fit in. How do you give parents assurance that, you know, this can be a great thing?
We are very flexible, and if you sign up and I do the teams and I don't know your child, I only have a piece of paper. You get there, you look at the team, you look at your child, and you're like, this isn't a match. We do trades. We have no trading deadline. And you want to trade to Sunday at 12:30, so be it. We'll switch you. There's no problem.
So you don't really meet the children before they come on board?
No. I happen to either know some of the children because of how I've worked in the past, be it early intervention or special ed, or they go to my son's school. We also have some board members who know some of the children. So that's how we know who fits where. We have a lot of returnees. Last year we had 180 players, and about 100 are returning for this season. So again, we know the kids, and we know who's in a wheelchair or who's a runner, who needs their scooter or service dog, and that's how we assign the team.
And what do you think is the biggest reason for people not coming back?
I think it's the commitment of other siblings, not so much this child, but be it tennis or golf or whatever, they can't make the commitment to come on a certain day.
So they can't even just come for a game or two?
They can. You can come for a game or two. You can come Saturday this week and Sunday next week if you want to. We have no strict rules in that regard.
But do you always have enough kids for a game?
Yes. Yes.
So that's never an issue.
We have 15 children on a team, so even if a third of the team no-shows, we have 10 kids. And there's always extra people around, and if we need to plug in a buddy, we'll plug in a buddy.
What kind of ball do you use for the game?
There's a special ball. It's a yellow ball that's special for the children. We do have a batting tee if a child wants a batting tee. We'll pitch to them if they want to be pitched to. So
who pitches? A parent? A volunteer?
Last year we had one of our board members, Eric, did most of the pitching. Underhand.
And the ball is a soft rubberized?
Soft rubberized ball.
And there's no people in the field?
Yes. When you're not batting, you're the opposition. You're out in the field with your buddy.
So you're out in the field with your buddy.
And this bright yellow baseball.
And a baseball glove?
Yes.
So if the kid hits the ball, he has the option of wanting to run or not.
Yes.
And if he does, then the people in the field have the option of catching the ball and throwing it to first base.
Correct.
Or not.
Correct. We're very flexible.
So it really truly is just about having fun, and it's about the kids.
It is. We are hoping at one point to start an instructional team for the children who do have the ability to follow the rules and know when to stop. But for the other children who just want to run and have a good time, that's fine. And we'll do an instructional league for those children that want to really learn the game.
So for some of the kids who might be higher functioning, there is the ability to get some practice in or instruction,
yes,
to get better?
We're going to have July and August, we are going to have an instructional league where they can come late in the afternoon because of the heat issue, but learn more of the fundamentals of the game.
It must be quite a challenge, I mean, because you have the whole spectrum of disabilities, and to get all the kids together on the same field, I mean, isn't that tough?
It's not. The kids have a great time, the buddies have a great time, and I don't think the players know that there's such a thing as first, second, or third place, so they don't care. They have a good time.
You know, I guess I'm looking at this from the perspective of, you know, I'm a Little League coach, and so much time and effort goes into
making sure that the teams are fair, that when you play the games, they're competitive, that, you know, no team is winning by too many runs, and that the pitchers only pitch a certain amount of innings, and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, they say it's really for fun, but at the end of the day, it is competitive. But this is truly about the fun for the kids.
This is about fun. And when you see them being pushed in their wheelchairs, rounding the bases, and their hands are flapping, and they're screaming happy, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we shouldn't lose sight of that. I'm Bernie Crooks, and I'm speaking with Patty Barnes, who's on the board of directors of the America League in Westchester County. And as of this moment, the only field where you can play America League ball is right here in Hartsdale in New York State. And I guess we're hoping that changes, because we do want this to spread, right?
Absolutely.
And we're going to be right back talking with Patty Barnes from the America League of Westchester right after this short break.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Littman Crooks in White Plains, Manhattan, or online at specialneedsnewyork.com.
Welcome back. I'm Bernie Crooks, and this is the Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney show. It's heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And, of course, we're speaking with Patty Barnes from the Miracle League of Westchester. And, Patty, we mentioned earlier briefly about the golf tournament and the gala. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Our golf tournament is June 18th at Heritage Hills. It's our first year, so we're new at this, and we already have 15 foursomes signed up. But if anybody's interested, again, go to our website, www.mlwny.org, and there will be information about the golf tournament.
And the golf tournament is a pure fundraiser. I mean, there's a cost of having the golf.
There's a cost that we owe Heritage Hills for the food, but any other profits go directly to Miracle League.
Is there a raffle?
There's raffles. Anybody wants to donate for the silent auction, BMW, Vespa would be nice.
And people who don't golf can also come for the dinner?
People who don't golf can come for the dinner. They can come and sign up for the silent auctions or the other auctions.
And the information is also on the website?
On the website.
Okay, so that's coming up
June 18th.
6 weeks or so. And the gala?
We're going to have a black tie gala at the Wrightown Hilton on November 3rd. Again, all profits will go to Miracle League, and we will have silent auction and other raffles.
Any guest speakers?
We haven't picked the person yet that we're going to honor, but we're looking for somebody in a baseball background.
Hopefully maybe somebody who can draw some people to the event.
We hope so, and that's kind of why we picked the date, because we knew the World Series would be over by then. Might be over for New York beforehand, but...
Well, we're hoping not, right?
I know.
Well, maybe some former local baseball manager would be willing to come.
If he's back from Japan, I would snag him to come.
Well, unfortunately, our time is out. I want to thank you for being on the show, Patty.
Thank you.
It's been great to have you and to learn about the Miracle League, and we wish you much continued success.
Thank you. Please come visit.
I certainly will. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We'll be back next week, right? Right here on WFAS AM 1230 at Thursday evening at 6:05 p.m. Good night, everyone.
The soundtrack for your day, Westchester's soft favorite, AM 1230. The soundtrack for your day. Westchester's soft favorites. AM 1230 WFAS.
Love you so much, can't count all the ways I'd die for you, girl. And all they can say is, he's not your kind. They never get tired of putting me down, and I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find. Don't let them make up your mind. Don't you know, girl, you'll be a woman soon. Please come take my hand. Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Soon you'll need a man.
I've been misunderstood for all of my life, but with the same girl just cuts like a knife.
The boy's no good.
Well, I finally found what I've been looking for, but if they get the chance, they'll end it for sure.
Sure they won't. Baby, I've done all I could. It's up to you, girl. You'll be a woman soon. Please come take my hand. Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Soon you'll need a man. Take my hand, girl. You'll be a woman soon. Soon you'll need a man. Soon you'll need a man.
Westchester's soft favorites, AM 1230 WFAS.
Yeah. AM 1230 WFAS. Something's going to change and love for you. It is 6:43. Good evening. I'm Bob Barnum. On the way after 7 o'clock, it is Westchester's Soft Night on AM 1230 WFAS. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow, starting bright and early, 6 a.m., right after the 6 o'clock news, going to have our first item up for bids on the AM 1230 WFAS Radiothon, benefiting hospice and palliative care of Westchester. Now, all day tomorrow, throughout the day, AM 1230 WFAS is offering some great items for bidding at greatly reduced prices. Basically, we're starting the bidding at half of what it's worth. You can call in and bid on items like a 17-inch flat-screen TV, a week in Las Vegas, a private airplane ride to see Manhattan from the air. We have VIP Yankee tickets that you cannot buy anywhere at any price. We'll have them for you tomorrow. You'll save lots of money on these items and more, and they'll be helping out a great cause. Everything we make goes to hospice and palliative care of Westchester. We don't get a cut at all, providing extraordinary care and compassion to every family facing a serious or life-threatening illness. For more information, call 914-682-1484, extension 32, or visit www.hospiceofwestchester.com. That's the AM 1230 WFAS Radiothon. It benefits hospice and palliative care of Westchester all day tomorrow, right here at Westchester Soft Favorites, AM 1230 WFAS. It's 6:44, and one more time, we take a look at the roadways, WFAS, Westchester traffic. Craig, what is going on?
Bob, not too bad as we finish up. The Tappan Zee is in very good shape. All lanes open, volume moving well. Same for your ride out on 287. Not bad on 95, heading through Westchester. Hutch northbound, a little slow up by the cross county. And your update is brought to you by Office Depot. Office Depot celebrates Earth Day all week. Hurry in this week for 10% off the purchase of any three Office Depot brand remanufactured ink cartridges. Buy green and save green at Office Depot. And this is Craig Schenkman on Westchester's Soft Favorites. AM 1230, WFAS.
From the WFAS Weather Center, cloudy tonight. Rain develops late, chance of a thunderstorm. Low of 45. Tomorrow morning, rain tapers off to scattered showers or a thunderstorm. High of 60. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Few showers or a thunderstorm. Low of 50. Saturday, partly cloudy. Afternoon or evening shower. High of 65. And Sunday, for the walkathon, and I'll be there, partly sunny, high of 70. Right now, it is 49. See you tomorrow for the Radiothon, AM 1230 WFAS.
AM 1230 WFAS is the perfect station to listen to at work, at home, the car, anywhere. Our music makes the perfect accompaniment to your day, and we give you all the news, weather, traffic, and community information that's important to you, all delivered by friendly, professional radio personalities. Chris Clark in the morning, Rich Daniels midday, and Bob Barnum in the afternoon, and Westchester's Soft Nights after 7. Your community radio station for 75 years. Westchester's Soft Favorites, AM 1230 WFAS.
Hi, I'm Mark Franzoso of Franzoso Contracting. Are you thinking of replacing your roof this spring? If so, call the company that has a showroom in every neighborhood. Franzoso Contracting, celebrating 27 years. What can we remodel for you? Visit us on the web at franzoso.com.
Hi, this is Stone Phillips. I want to tell you about a great opportunity to make a difference in the health of our community. Come out and join Meredith Sierra, Darlene Rodriguez, Jimmy Roberts, Jerry Willis, and me for the Mental Health Association of Westchester's third annual MHA on the Move 5K Run Walk and 1 mile kids race. It's Sunday, May 6th at FDR Park in Yorktown Heights. By running or walking, you can help the Mental Health Association of Westchester continue to provide its critical services to all who need them while raising awareness of how mental health issues touch our lives. MHA on the Move is a fun, family-friendly event with prizes for top fundraisers, activities for kids, and raffles to win a cool Vespa scooter or round-trip ticket from JetBlue. So get your friends and neighbors involved. Start a team. Come out and make a difference. Visit MHAWestchester.org or call 345-5900 for more information, including sponsorship opportunities. Again, that's MHAWestchester.org or call 345-5900. See you there.
When I was a little boy, the devil called my name. Say now, who do you think you're fooling? I'm a consecrated boy, singer in Sunday choir. Oh, my mama loves me, she loves me.
Can't help singing along with all the great music on Westchester's soft favorites, AM 1230 WFAS. AM 1230 WFAS.
you're asking me to say, living life without you, girl, he's all right. If you really want to know, I'd have to say it's dangerous. I'm not trying now.
This is Westchester's soft favorites, AM 1230 WFAS, White Plains, Westchester, a Cumulus Media station. It's 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Democrats say it's what the people want.
After great effort and much political maneuvering, Senate Democrats managed to pass a bill that calls for a troop withdrawal to begin in Iraq this year. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid says it's time for the president to face reality.
For a president that took us to war under false pretenses, he now needs the courage to admit his policies have failed and work with us to bring the war to a responsible end.
But Republican Leader Mitch McConnell says this is not a responsible end of the war, more of a reckless surrender, one that will play into the hands of Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda would depict our withdrawal as a historic victory.
Democrats won't have much time to celebrate. A quick veto is expected, beginning the next round in this test of wills.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz. The bill expected to hit the president's desk on the fourth anniversary of his mission accomplished speech. The U.S. also working on defense, our military becoming the first in history to successfully intercept two targets simultaneously with missiles. Fox's Adam Housley on board the USS Lake Erie.
Fox News Radio with an exclusive front row seat. As the missile left the launcher, the blast knocked you back. The heat could be felt through the windows, and the glow was gone in mere seconds.
Today's missile test off Kauai destroying both a cruise missile and a short-range ballistic missile. Violent weather bearing down on the nation's midsection and the southeast. A tornado touching down in Indiana, at least one person injured in LaPorte County. And reports of a police car flipped over between South Bend and Gary. Another possible tornado leaving damage in Cumberland County, Tennessee. And in Plainfield, Illinois, outside Chicago, a car blown onto the roof of a nursing home. Tornado watches also up in Michigan, Kentucky, and Ohio. Former White House aide Jack Valenti has died. He was also a former head of the Motion Picture Association of America and used to be a film industry lobbyist. Valenti suffered a stroke last month. He was 85 years old. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Welcome to Man Tips. Tips for men from men. Hello, caller.
Any advice on buying an engagement ring?
Yeah, they cost money. So remove your worn spark plugs and install Autolite, which can help you save a little dough at the pump.
What about cutting clarity?
It's perfectly clear. Autolite's premium line of spark plugs deliver top fuel efficiency over the life of the plug.
Should I really spend 2 months' salary?
Two words, friend. Cubic zirconia. This has been Man Tip, sponsored by Autolite.
Man-tip!
It's time to change your plugs.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot. The backyard. One of the American dreams, where friends and family gather for food and fun. What do you want yours to be? How do you use it? Do the kids play in the grass? Or would you rather enjoy flower beds, benches, and a water feature? Do you entertain a lot? Cook out a lot? The Home Depot can help you create exactly what you want.